All right, final 5 minutes with constitutional law expert Bruce Fine. Looking at this empire, I want to talk about briefly some solutions. What are ways that you see to restore sanity, to try to reverse this destruction of the republic, with the Republicans loving tyranny, the leadership, the Democrats loving it? As the corruption mounts, as the debts mount, their answer is more government, more tyranny. How do we reverse this disaster? Because obviously the liberty we've had in this country, while not perfect, became the model of the world and the engine of ideas and wealth. And now as we lose the liberty, we see the wealth draining away because it's a historical fact that the two are connected.
Well, absolutely right. The rule of law is what attracts investment, and it provides the confidence about the future that enables economics to flourish. But you know, what is the remedy? You know, the institutions, as you point out, are already compromised. And the remedy really is public education. The American people just have to stand up and say, enough is enough. I mean, if they could do it in Egypt, if they can do it in Tunisia, if the Pakistani lawyers can revolt against dictatorship, the American people have to have the same courage. And we don't need to go to the streets right now. We just need to go to the ballot box. And my idea is, hey, you have a member running for the Congress of the United States, unless they pledge they're going to enforce their authority to decide on war and peace, they're going to decide what taxes go or not, they're going to decide whether your privacy is evaded, they will accept accountability. Say, no, I don't want you to be there if you're a potted plant. I don't need wallpaper to pay for, you know, at $170,000 or $180,000 a year. And the American people have to run this litmus test after every single candidate for the Congress. We hear all these statements of how much they sacralize the Constitution, and then they arrive in Washington, and the first thing they do, they put us a torch to the Constitution. So we need to rebuke and retaliate against these people who pledged and they read on the floor of Congress every word of the Constitution, and then they turn around and flout exactly what they read and say, this is, it's an aroused citizenry. And they say, we should take inspiration from some of these other countries where they don't have nearly the opportunities of freedom of expression and the ability to change things peacefully that we do here. But we've got to be involved. We can't think it's going to happen by spontaneous combustion. That's going to happen just by cruise control. And that is our dignity as Americans, that we chart our own destiny. We don't give it to others to do that.
Well, you're absolutely right. I look at the Texas legislature and this TSA groping, unanimous in the House. The Senate didn't want a vote to be made, so they let the lieutenant governor basically spike it because they were going to pass it 30-31, and so suddenly the bill just got withdrawn because of this cowardice. They never want to have a public position. They just want to go with the flow, and we're taught that that's what a statesman is. Is that not historically the opposite of a statesman?
Well, that is right. It's what Dante in his Inferno, he writes that the worst places in hell are reserved to those statesmen in times of great moral crisis who declare their neutrality. You know? And that's what these people need to remember if they think that they're going to go down on some kind of pedestal or make their way to Mount Rushmore. Now, ducking their responsibility like that is the opposite of what a statesman is. They are the kind of people who were there when the Rubicon was passed and the Roman Republic fell into the Roman Empire.
And we're not going to have to wait a couple hundred years for the empire to get really bad. I mean, look at where do you see us economically? I mean,
it's unsustainable. We cannot continue to live this way. Just think of this. This should be truly frightening to your audience. We now, with a $14.3 trillion national debt, pay annually interest with interest rates about zero. Close to $500 billion. When the interest rate goes from 0 to 5%, now we're paying interest of $3 trillion. It is our entire budget is going to be paying interest on the debt. This cannot be sustained. It cannot.
And now Standard & Poor's says we're getting ready to lose the AAA rating, which is exactly what these big mega banks have been wanting.
Yes, and they'll charge more interest by your treasury bills and securities, and it'll come out of our tax money. Okay, what we've got to do, we can probably save $1 trillion on our $1.2 trillion national security budget. We've got to take more responsibility for our health, for all of the provisions in every health care combined. If we were just responsible for a sensible diet and sensible exercise regime, we could probably save the country trillions of dollars without having a single law there.
It all goes back to personal responsibility. Yeah.
Right.
Bruce Fine, constitutional law scholar, thank you so much for spending time with us.
All right, listen, have a great day.
You too. All right, great job to the crew. Great job to everybody else out there. Looks like they're trying to get the anti-groping bill back in the special session. Paul Perry. America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 31st day of May, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Constitutional law expert Bruce Fine will be joining us to talk about the Congress attempting to hand Obama absolute dictatorial power to wage war worldwide and domestically, including the assassination of U.S. citizens. No judge, no jury, no trial. Absolute Hitlerian or Stalinistic, Maoistic type powers. Now, Obama has promised to veto that bill, and he vetoes it, saying it doesn't give him enough power. Meanwhile, the left, the controlled left, hails it as, oh, look, Obama's saying he didn't want this power. No, Obama says he wants even more power in the letter. Paul Watson wrote about this in his article last Friday. Obama's pledge to veto worldwide war bill rings hollow. And the ACLU came out and said, oh, how incredible. Obama says he doesn't want these dictatorial powers. The letter actually says, I don't need you, Congress. I have the UN, as he said months ago when Rand Paul sent him a letter along with other senators saying, where is your power to be in Libya without getting congressional authorization? He said, I have the UN, and I did it under UN authority for the credibility of the UN, saying they're the boss, not the elected representatives of the American people. And it's UN regulations that are run Agenda 21 and the environmental assessments that have to be done now to trim your tree or have a fireworks display or the size of your toilet or your light bulbs or these smoking bans. These are all beta tests for United Nations control worldwide and has absolutely nothing to do with the environment. So that is all coming up with the constitutional lawyer, Bruce Fine, towards the end of the third hour today. And again, that headline, Obama's promise to veto worldwide war bill rings hollow, by Paul Joseph Watson, is absolutely central and links through to the president's actual letter. Now, coming up here in about 20 minutes from now, Adam Kokesh, former congressional candidate, RT host currently, Ron Paul, big Ron Paul supporter, Marine Corps veteran who's spoken out against the war. He's going to be joining us because they had a protest at the Jefferson Memorial, Thomas Jefferson, Mr. Free Speech, you know, Tree of Liberty, whole nine yards. And they simply tried to quietly dance, and they were arrested. Now, I've been in D.C., and we have footage of this. And I got a lot of we put out on YouTube years ago. I've been in D.C. repeatedly. If you try to set up a camera in the middle of the park, 200 yards from anybody, and videotape the Washington Memorial, the big obelisk, security guards run over and threaten to arrest you. You explain it's your free speech right. Then the cops show up, and you explain to them, and they say, yeah, you're right. And then they leave, and then more cops come, and then they finally just say, leave or we're going to arrest you. Now, we've been to the Jefferson Memorial. We've been to the Lincoln Memorial, and we walk in with cameras, and they just walk over and say, you're not allowed to do that. Well, I was with C-Think, a production company. One of the times I was in D.C., it was a few days after Bilderberg 2008. We said, why not go with this film crew? Wanted us to, you know, a few miles into D.C. We were in Chantilly, Virginia, and get some B-roll and stuff for upcoming films. You see a lot of it in Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. And we would be out front the White House. And White House cops, not even Secret Service, but federal cops on bicycles would pull up and say, you can't videotape the White House. And I'd say, well, you're letting that old lady right there videotape. Well, I'll get to her next. And I'd say, what's your enforcement right? Look, I'm going to arrest you if you don't leave. And it was the same thing trying to go to the monuments. You walk in, try to videotape them. They're there to let you know you're a slave. I even, at the Supreme Court, had them come across the street. I'm on a sidewalk across the street videotaping my supposed Supreme Court that our tax money paid for. It's my ancestors' tax money paid for. And they say, you can't videotape. And I tried playing good cop. I went ahead and kissed the guy's rumpus. And he said, I guess you can for 10 minutes, but then you got to go. I mean, it was incredible. And this is land of the free, home of the brave. This is what we've turned into. This is what we've become. And I remember Free Republic, big mainline conservative message board website. It's huge. Back in the last year of Clinton's administration, Clinton would have events in different cities, and he had the first free speech zones. They would say you're not allowed to be part of the spontaneous crowd cheering him outside a hotel or government building. You've got to go down the street in a barricade. And Free Republic got real upset about it, and rightfully so. I saw an article by them this morning with the dancing protesters at the Jefferson Memorial, and they said, hey, it's the rules, get used to it. You deserve to be arrested. Really? So if you see a group as liberal, I don't know why they even call them liberal, more libertarian, they deserve to be arrested, but then you don't deserve to be arrested. Now, going back to the state of Texas on this issue, foreign news crew that was here, even local media, couldn't believe that I'd march into the Capitol, and then I would scream at lobbyists, and I would scream at politicians. That's what that temple, and that's what it is, it's a temple, that's what the Masons call those facilities, that big goddess temple, that's what they're designed on. We studied the architecture. That big dome, female breast, is supposedly a place where liberty and freedom is worshipped. If you go to the deep Masonic teachings, but they don't even follow their own teachings. Now, the founding fathers, some of them Masons, actually did. So all you supposed Masons around the country who are headlong for the tyranny, well, shame on you. But I have to say this about the temple over here in Austin. When I went over to that Masonic temple and marched in there and screamed at the money changers and the den of iniquity in their face, they did what they were supposed to do. They honored my liberty. They honored what it was all about, shocking people all over the country. There's news articles all over Texas, all over the U.S., marveling that someone dare go into a Capitol with 100 or so people, it was more than that over the whole evening, and scream at folks who were violating us. You have the elected representatives 138-0, the entire House, no abstentions, voting for absolute law to be enforced that if a cop or a state police officer or a citizen or an FBI agent can't randomly stick their hands down your pants or grope you on the outside, it's a Fourth Amendment violation, that how can this new federal force, you know, only 9 years old, do it? Always wanting more, more, more. And it's already on the books. As I've had state reps on to break that down, I've had district attorneys on. It's already illegal. Misdemeanor on the outside, felony on the inside. Texas says felony on the outside. And if you went up and grabbed a woman on the crotch in a park, you'd get charged with felony, and you should. Well, how do they do it here? One DA I had on said it's only a misdemeanor. Regardless, enforce it. We don't even need a new bill. We need to have the state police be ordered by the state. We need to enforce the law. But regardless, pass a law, give the feds fair warning. Some of the media said, well, it's ineffectual. Who cares if the state passes it? The feds will just ignore it. No, the feds understood this was a state rights challenge. And at a federal level, trying to also enforce the Fourth Amendment. So the feds said, we'll run a blockade. We'll run a no-fly zone. We'll shut your state down. Now, that's the difference between a state that honors liberty and freedom. Texas isn't perfect, but it's known as the state where there's straight talk and people are rugged individualists. And the House did the right thing, led the way in the nation of these other 20-plus states looking at it. They passed it in the House three times, unanimous, went to the Senate, had 30 of the 31 votes, way more votes than we needed. And you know why they had to kill it? Because it was veto-proof. The governor wouldn't have been able to veto something with that many votes. And Rick Perry needs to play like, now he's anti-NAFTA superhighway. He was the champion. He was the guy who tried to forcibly inoculate girls with a deadly Gardasil shot on record killing people. He's the guy who got the state franchise tax paid, that is an income tax on business owners, that got the hospital district tax passed, that is a property tax on businesses. I mean, this guy is about as conservative as Bill Clinton. I mean, he literally is an Al Gore with a Texas accent prancing around. And now that he's getting ready to run for president, he has positioned himself as let's secede, fight the new world order. Meanwhile, 3 years ago, it's in my film Endgame. Film ends with it. 3.5 years ago, he goes to Bilderberg, 2008. Now, Bilderberg, 2007. Or was it 8? No, 2008. No, 2007 in Greece. So he's a globalist showing they were getting him ready for president then. And so here's the difference. Even 20 years ago, nobody got permits to demonstrate because you don't need a permit for something that's already a right. A license or a permit is authorization to do something that's already illegal, so you've got to get permission. And now look at us where you try to, and I saw them doing it to tourists too. Any excuse for the security guards, the cops, the mall cops to get in your face, to treat you like a slave, to scream at you, to treat you like garbage. In the nation's supposed heart, in the cradle of our republic, and it's the same thing in many other states, but whether you agree with our views against the TSA groping or disagree, or whether you agree with the folks in Madison, Wisconsin, or disagree, that, taking over the Capitol, that is what true freedom looks like, and that's the proper position of government and citizen. When you have liberty, the government fears the people. When you have tyranny, the people fear the government. Now, we've got a good chance to resurrect this bill. Get your pens and paper ready. The House is going into special session. Stay with us.
Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
To create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There are always criminals that get control of government and try to train you that they dominate you. And there's no doubt that's happening today. Yeah.
is infested with parasites. This place is infested with offshore lobbyists. Anyone in this Texas Senate that does not on record say they will vote to kick the feds out of here and force their blockade, call their hand, is an enemy of the Republic.
All right, folks.
We're invading a den of iniquity.
We're going to be putting more of the raw footage out at PrisonPlanet.tv and the YouTube channel in the next few days. But this is a fight that not just the U.S. faces, but worldwide. The threat of staged and manufactured and provocateured terror, there's also terror that's real and generally protected, is being used as an excuse to destroy our liberties and our freedoms. And the good news is Utah and others are saying they're going to call the bluff of the feds. They're introducing the legislation that's a carbon copy of the state of Texas. So very exciting things are happening. Now, the state concluded its session that they have every 2 years. They had to go into emergency session, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports, after Senator Wendy Davis of Fort Worth had a filibuster. Rick Perry did not want a special session because he doesn't want to announce he's running for president until the session's over, so that stalls him another month or so. And they're now saying it could last as long as 30 days, but Perry so far has only brought two bills up in the Texas special session that he's called: the school aid package and a Medicaid delivery package. Now, he's got a special session 30 days for those two pieces that were on the verge of being hammered out. No, Perry. I thought you said Perry. See, caught right here. He always does this. He's a master politician. He has his minion, came up with him under Karl Rove, David Dewhurst, lieutenant governor, who can kill things in the Senate. One of the strongest positions in state government ever created is the Texas lieutenant governor, has more power than the governor. He controls the Senate, David Dewhurst, the head of the Senate. That's the lieutenant governor here. What did he tell Senator Dan Patrick and others? He said, I don't want the public knowing I'm killing this. I don't want my fingerprints on it. And Rick Perry had said that it was a priority this bill be passed after the House unanimously passed it. Then his minion, his best buddy, the guy he campaigns with, David Dewhurst, secretly kills it. And then Rick Perry, it says, was upset and frustrated by Davis's filibuster that was forcing the new special session, called lawmakers back to work immediately on two bills. Among them, the groping bill, the TSA groping ban, is not among them. Think about the magnitude of that. Perry is claiming he wants this bill passed, but he has his fellow Republican, fellow operative, another CIA guy, Dewhurst, kill the bill. He doesn't want that known. They want to blame it all on the horrid state senator, Kirk Watson, who on the Democratic side reportedly was also helping kill it. But this all falls with Rick Perry and David Dewhurst. And if Rick Perry does not announce this bill and does not put it back into the special session, you know he supports it. And that should be a national issue when he runs for president, that he secretly sided and got caught with the Obama Justice Department, who was in there working with Dewhurst. And now we know the governor, because the governor has not brought this up. Now, we need to lobby right now to call the governor's office and to absolutely blast him with phone calls. Now, they have toll-free numbers if you want the citizen opinion line, and that goes directly into a black hole. It's a recorded message, 800-252-9600, 800-252-9600. I would call the main switchboard. The main switchboard's 512-463-2000, 512-463-2000, 512-463-2000. But I would do more than that. He's deciding what to put in the special session. I think today or tomorrow, and I'm thinking about it right now, we need to go back down there and this time go to Governor Rick Perry's office in the Capitol. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Especially if Perry doesn't put it on the special session calendar now. We know who to blame. We're going to go back to his office and do her.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up, experts say cell phones are carcinogenic. CNN has got a report coming out. World Health Organization has now officially listed mobile phones use in the same carcinogenic hazard category as lead, engine exhaust, and chloroform. We're going to be going over all of that today. They knew this back in the 1980s with the studies that were done at that time. Now, coming up, I'm also going to get into a host of other issues. Big Sis pre-crime system to scan Americans for malintent. Footage of Western troops confirms criminality of war on Libya. We're going to be going over all of that today. New Mexico Supreme Court lets cops grab guns during stops. That's right, they can take your guns. No criminality, legal guns. These state Supreme Courts are really getting tyrannical. Very important news on the economic front. But over the weekend, I saw footage from the RT show, Adam and the Man, with Adam Kokesh. I've been a guest on there a few times. It's a great show. It's got Luke Radowski as a contributor as well. And Adam is an American activist talk radio host. Kokesh was a corporal, United States Marine Corps, and a veteran of the Iraq War. He is an outspoken opponent of U.S. military intervention in Iraq. Since 2010, Kokesh has hosted, the TV show Adam versus the Man. And he also hosts a show out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. AdamVersusTheMan.com is the website. But the reason I wanted to get him on is last week they tried to go to the memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, and just quietly dance. I guess kind of like Charlie Veach and the Love Police to illustrate no matter how loving what you do is, they want to arrest you. And I can't play the whole 10-minute clip here, but it's up on Infowars.com. It's up at RT, Adam versus the Man. But they ask him, they go, what's the law? And they say, I'm not going to tell you. There is no law. Okay? And they body slam him into the ground. We're going to play that clip in a moment. But the issue here is, compare this to Texas, where I march in with over 100 people, yell and scream in the politicians' faces, and they understand that's their place. Just like in Madison, Wisconsin. In a free country, the government fears the people don't fear the government. And things are becoming completely 180 degrees in the direction that they should be. And so joining us is Adam Kokesh. Adam, what made you decide to do this demonstration?
I just felt like dancing. We were challenging the cops to a dance-off, and apparently they didn't like our move. So they decided to end it a little bit forcefully. But if you see the video and you see what happened, I think we made our point, and we proved that the parks police, as I would say to one of the officers there, you know, nice badge, sorry about your penis. But they, they're not very good dancers, and they're obviously compensated for something. But I think you really hit the nail on the head here about the nature of government and fear and why this is the people coming back to the Jefferson Memorial next Saturday on June 4th, the anniversary of Tiananmen Square, to dance again and show them that their court rulings and their laws are irrelevant. When we want to go out, we want to have fun, and we want to assert our rights, we're going to do it. Whether or not they're going to stop us, it's not going to matter. And, we show the true nature of the police force with this. It's they want us to be okay. And I think the police officers there, they knew they were being filmed. They wanted to have forceful arrests. They wanted to show people getting hurt. They wanted to
show us they were the boss. What about this? Some of the peaceful demonstrators who were doing German waltzes silently with the guy with his girlfriend, they slam him in.
Swaying back and forth.
That's right. They arrested people, for folks watching on TV, for just barely moving now does not show proper respect to our gods. But expanding on that, Adam, then some of you dare say, what am I being charged with? What have I done wrong? And they say, shut up, and begin slamming people against the wall for then daring speak to the gods, even while they're under arrest. And police now admit they use tasers as a punishment as well.
Well, it's not exactly the gods, but pretty close. We were at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, and it was really cool at the end of this event. The statue of Thomas Jefferson came alive and started shooting lasers out of its eyes and killed all the police officers. They were vaporized instantly. So at least there was justice served at the Jefferson Memorial on Saturday. But no, we're talking about the foremost defender of speech and liberty in American history. But as I've been finding out from people commenting on my Facebook page, it's been really ironic. But Thomas Jefferson, incidentally, was a large promoter of dancing. And liked to play the violin and would spontaneously bust out his fiddle and encourage people to dance. It's amazing, the irony to this. It just keeps getting compounded more.
No, I understand. Adam, let's expand on this now. A few dozen of you were there, it looks like, where this happened. Now you're coming back this next weekend, and you're asking for more people to show up. I think this is very important. Tell us the date and time and why you're doing this.
Because the Hitler meme on YouTube, people putting their own captions on that scene from the movie where Hitler's angry with all of his generals. They did one about this. They actually mentioned you in it, Alex Jones. It said Alex Jones would have real credibility if Kokesh's people are able to challenge this authority here. And, that's what this is about. It's about peaceful civil disobedience. We're going to go back. We're going to dance. We're going to tell them it doesn't matter. But in that video, they're saying, look, we pay in and we poison their air, and they won't just stop dancing. And I think that's the power of an event like this. So next Saturday at noon on June 4th, we are going back to the Jefferson Memorial. We're asking people to join us. Just join us in dancing silently with your headphones on. We're not going to stop any tourists that might be there, their ability to enjoy the memorial the way that the judge who decided that this was illegal would see fit. We're going to do our thing. We're going to express ourselves. We are going to pay homage to Thomas Jefferson, not the way that the government sees fit, but the way that we see fit. And what we really revealed with what we did about this that is inspiring so many people to be involved, why we know we're going to have way more dancers backing us up for round two of this dance-off with the Parks Police.
Adam. You've got to illustrate the absurdity illustrating how absurd they are.
The idea that the police force is there to keep you safe or to protect you from terrorists or to chase down criminals, those are just excuses for the two true real purposes of the police state for the government, which is to generate revenue for the government and to control the population. And that act was really laid bare by what we did and the actions of the police there on Saturday.
Adam, let me ask you a question, and we're going to play a clip and call you back on a landline here, or at least try to, so we can hear you clear. Have you seen the footage of the way the state police, Capitol Police in Texas, honored free speech, honored the First Amendment?
Hold on. We're just losing you. I'm in the RT Studios right now. We just so happen after the RT operation in here, we have an FBI office up here, so we might be getting a little bit of interference. So why don't you go ahead and play that clip, and I'll stay on the line and get that number in, and I'll be able to get you back on a landline here.
Okay, we'll call you right back, Adam. We're going to go ahead and play this clip of the folks dancing, and then once they started arresting members that were dancing, Adam and others would just barely move their arms like they were grooving a little bit, and the cops would run over, and they look, most of them, like 12-year-olds on power trips, slam them down to the ground, jump on them, and then once they had them in handcuffs, they would shove them against the wall if they dared talk. And I also wanted to ask Adam, I've been to D.C. twice in the last few years, and every time the police, the security guards that they have out in public places treat you like you're in North Korea. I mean, they scream at you with hatred like you have murdered their children. And they've obviously been told, run the slaves into submission, break their will. And that's what this is all about. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is.
We're in love.
We're stopping.
You are not arresting us
for standing. For what?
Here it is. You're
going
to give me a warning.
In a public area.
Give me a warning.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave our friends behind. Because if cops don't dance with us, they don't dance with us. No friends of mine. Unbelievable.
And they start arresting people that dare even swing their arms. He's going to arrest them. They keep dancing, illustrating how absurd this is. I mean, nothing's more important than our liberties and our freedoms. Meanwhile, the borders are wide open, war is increasing. Foreign banks have stolen $27 trillion and growing. Here's a young woman being arrested. Oh, here's the slamming into the ground.
I got a broken shoulder. I've got a bad shoulder.
All right. Well, there you have it. And then the footage goes on. I suggest you watch the whole clip. It's AdamVersusTheMan.com or Infowars.com. It's up on both sites. That once they get them in that position, then if they dare speak back to their kings, they're physically attacked. Land of the free, home of the brave. You can tell the government is here to let us know that we basically better step and fetch it. Now, Adam, you live in D.C. now. So did I just have bad luck the last two times I was there to be 200 yards from the Washington Memorial videotaping for B-roll and to have people run up and threaten to arrest me or videotape from across the street at a park the Library of Congress.
I wish I could say that was bad
Supreme
luck,
Court.
Or that was because people, you know, especially would know who you are here. But they do that to anybody who's a threat in D.C. That's just how it works. That's how it's set up. It's intended to suppress dissent. So that.
But I want to be clear. I'm clean cut.
Doesn't happen in D.C.
Listen, I'm clean cut with a national news crew, just a couple guys with cameras on parks, anywhere, on sidewalks, and they run over and get in your face and say you can't videotape. And then the production crew said, funny, we went to the D.C. government, ask for permits, and they say we're a permit-free city. So you got to get a permit that doesn't exist, Adam.
Well, I would never attribute to conspiracy what can be adequately explained by government incompetence, and that is certainly in a balance here with the confusion between 13 different agencies or so that have jurisdiction within the District of Columbia. But they all have, you know, the same law enforcement, police state mentality, the same intent of suppressing rights and making sure that troublemakers stay out of the way of the politicians doing their thing, screwing over the rest of America.
Let me ask you this, because your phone was cutting out and you couldn't hear me. Have you seen our storming of the Texas Capitol?
Yes.
How can you?
We played a clip of that on Adam versus the Man after it happened. I was very excited that you did something like that, and very glad because we covered it in terms of you know, Rick Perry not having a spine to stand up to the federal government. He's about to run for president. I mean, should the Republican Party be supporting such a supporter of the federal government over states' rights? That's pretty offensive, and I was really glad that you were there to call that out and stick it to him for that.
Sure. The reason I raise it though is illustrating our state police showing how government servants act, honoring our boisterous, you know, in-their-face activity versus you guys, what they did to you in D.C. I mean, the two different Americas.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this is something that I didn't expect to be so compelling, but it's kind of striking now, the significance of this, you know. Obviously, if you look at the footage, I'm not much of a dancer. And if there was such a thing as a legal definition of dancing, the cops there were just as guilty of it as we were. But a lot of people are saying, well, you know, even if there is a legal definition of dancing, there is no way that Adam Kokesh can be guilty of this because the video clearly demonstrates that I can't dance. The thing is, about it being about dancing, I know it's ridiculous. But the reason I mention that Hitler video is because it really lays it bare, and it talks about you and your method. And it's like if you say, come protest Monsanto, come protest the war, come protest the president, come, you know, it doesn't work. You know, and I've been doing that too, and that's the thing that I've been blown away by the power of this, that I never expected it to take off the way it has. Our video that we put up was the second one that got on YouTube. It's already over 650,000 views right now. The thing is, yesterday we weren't even the top viewed video in news and politics on YouTube. We were the top three viewed videos on news and politics. It has been reposted. It is going truly viral. People all over the world now are organizing events to dance in solidarity with us on next Saturday at noon. We have people coming from as far away as Dallas. A friend of mine, Jared Atkinson, who's a big Ron Paul activist down there, he's flying in to D.C. for this. We have people all over the Eastern Seaboard driving in saying, all right, you want to make it about dancing? Let's dance. And they're throwing down, and this is the thing that's bringing people together. This is the thing that lays it bare, for which none of strategies, none of that is going to mean crap next Saturday. People are coming together to say, you can't tell us not to dance. Simple as that. And that it's so beautiful to see how people are coming together about this. And it's all the videos that people are remixing for this. I mean, I told you, there's two other videos that have over 400,000 views. There's a dozen videos that are 100,000 views plus right now. People are reposting, you know, the interview I did with Russia Today yesterday. It's really amazing how this is getting around. And people are quoting Gandhi now, you know, from the movie. They can break my bones, they can kill me, but when they do, all they will have is my dead body, but not my obedience. And when I got arrested, I was wearing very deliberately my Gandhi T-shirt. It had a Gandhi's portrait on it, and in the style of the Andre the Giant, obey, except underneath, it says, disobey.
Well, Adam, that's my point, is that the tyranny has gotten so absurdist now that the Texas tyrants did the smart thing and didn't arrest us because they knew it would lead to a chain reaction.
Yep.
The D.C. tyrants did did the wrong thing, and it's now going to backfire. High Noon, the Jefferson Memorial, it's a genius idea, and we've got to illustrate the tyrant's absurdity by making them show us who they really are. They could have laughed. The guards could have even joined you. It would have been a great...
Like, you know, 10 minutes, we would have all looked at each other awkwardly and walked away and been like, yeah, we defeated this little judge's ruling. And now it's a global phenomenon. Like, you know, and I'm flattered that so many people are inspired by it, because I really wasn't counting on it. But now I'm kind of like smacking myself in the forehead going, duh. You know, but when I saw this event, it wasn't my idea. I got to give credit to the other organizers, Eddie Dickey and Jared Denman, who came up with the idea after the court ruling that said you couldn't dance there. And I saw it, and I was just like, absolutely, you know, I'm getting behind that. And then the video happened, you know, the incident happened on Saturday. The video's getting around, and it's just kind of taken off from there. But that's what's so beautiful.
Adam, stay there. I know you've got to go, but I want to hold you for five more minutes into the next segment, because this is very exciting what's happening, and it shows the incredible hunger for liberty and people wanting to resist. I want to talk to you about the TSA on the other side. Can we...
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know, watching the footage of Adam Kokesh and others being arrested, you see this little toady who is a, quote, professional tour guide, very pleased they're being arrested. And then the cops are kind of shoving him out of the way, and he starts groveling to them. You see these people that think freedom is all about licking government boots. We need everywhere to let the system know that they're not going to cow us. And Adam, earlier when your cell phone was cutting out, I want you to continue with the point you were trying to make, that if they're sticking their hands down our pants, if they're grabbing us, this is about you're not going to dance, we're going to touch your private parts, we're going to take blood at checkpoints. I mean, we've got to stand up and reignite that spirit of liberty. And to watch how what you guys have done is catching fire, what I've done with Ron Paul, anytime somebody stands up for liberty, it's having a huge effect because people are hungry for it. Please continue.
Sure. Well, it's from that. I got the idea from the video that someone made on the Hitler in the bunker meme that's so popular on YouTube. And it's like Adam Kokesh finds out, or Hitler finds out about the Adam Kokesh dance party. And he's saying, how is this possible? Tax them for 50% of their income. They don't have any freedom left. Freedoms left anyways. Of course, why wouldn't they obey us? They have to obey us. They have to stop dancing. And one of the generals there, you know, cuts to the general. The general goes, "Mein Führer, I'm sorry. It didn't work as planned. Actually, they're coming back next Saturday," and that's when he really explodes and says, "You know, well, if this works, Alex, people are gonna be, you know, giving Alex Jones even more credibility, and it's really powerful." But that's the thing, and it's like. We the people took it to this point. We let our government get away with all of this other crap, and then we're surprised that they say, no, you can't dance here.
And by the way, if they want to call out the police dogs and the sound cannons, then what same thing happened to Gandhi being beat in the head, then that'll cause even more people to stand up and say no, because the British Empire did the same absurdist things there. Well, I want to commend you and the other activists there in D.C. Too bad Luke couldn't be there, but I know he's now gone to Europe ahead of time.
I think he's going to be dancing in solidarity with us, and that's what's really cool about this. So many people are inspired by what's going on. There are events being organized in Texas even. Probably, I bet there's going to be one at the Capitol in Austin. You know, do a little jig at noon for us in solidarity if you like, but we are literally dancing down the police state here.
Well, I have to commend you, and the good news in Texas is they're going to a special session. We need to try to get Perry to add to the special session the anti-groping bill. Perry claimed that he was backed off by the feds, but notice he didn't add this to the special session, showing us that through Dewhurst, who we know killed it behind the scenes, that he doesn't want to be forced to vote on this as he gets ready to run for president. So it's not just that he's been cowed. He is a creature of Karl Rove and this system. So no orders from headquarters, just whoever's against this tyranny, show up at the Jefferson Memorial.
Yep.
And hopefully you guys can then go dance at some other memorials afterwards.
Absolutely. And this is not something that is being organized or put together by anybody. I'm just inviting my friends to come join me next Saturday. If you think that making dancing is illegal is bad, then show up Saturday at noon at the Jefferson Memorial. There's a Facebook event called Dance Party at TJ's. So check it out. It's on my page for Adam versus the Man there. You can just search on Facebook for Adam Kokesh. It's KOKESH. AdamVersusTheMan.com. You'll find it all there. But it's so beautiful. I really want people to help share this, even if they don't want to be a part of it physically. And apparently, you don't have to be much of a dancer to get arrested for dancing. You can, as you said, Alex, you can just be swaying your arms and being in the wrong place.
And imagine the headlines worldwide. You know, they talk about other countries where they arrest violent protesters and how it's wrong. This, imagine, people arrested in Beijing today in Tiananmen Square for dancing. Yeah. Imagine, American government arrests thousands for dancing. It just illustrates how out of control these thugs are. Adam will continue to talk to you throughout the week as this develops. Stay with us. Tons of news coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.